Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We don't know a lot about the variant except that it is a great concern.
To stem the spread of the Omicron variant, President Joe Biden announced that starting today, the U.S. is restricting travel for non-U.S. citizens from South Africa and seven other countries. Cases of the mutated COVID-19 virus have been confirmed in more than a dozen nations. Biden again encouraged Americans to get vaccinated.
We always talk about whether this is about freedom. I think it's a patriotic responsibility.
Conservatives say Biden accused former President Donald Trump of racism and xenophobia for enacting similar travel bans in 2020. But Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that the variant could create a fifth wave of COVID-19 infections and also brushed off his critics as being anti-science. That includes Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who again pressed Fauci over his knowledge of gain-of-function research, where a lab intentionally makes a virus more deadly.
You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Fauci said no gain-of-function research took place with this virus. Others have called that charge a conspiracy theory. Tomorrow, President Biden heads to Minnesota to promote the recently signed $1.2 trillion infrastructure law. During the Thanksgiving break, many members of Congress touted the benefits of the law back home, including California Democrat Barbara Lee. She told union workers that underinvestment in infrastructure made economic and racial inequality worse.
Too often, the infrastructure that we built created more inequality. This infrastructure law now advances equality, equity, environmental justice, unlike any law that we have ever seen before.
The House is back in session tomorrow. Today, the Senate convenes to work on the National Defense Authorization Act. The Department of Justice is considering a charge of contempt against former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th Select House Committee. Former Trump strategist Steve Bannon recently pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress for refusing to appear.
Not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case.
Bannon, Meadows, and other Trump allies cite executive privilege for their lack of cooperation. The nationwide right to abortion is at the center of a case before the Supreme Court this Wednesday. A Mississippi law bans all abortions after 15 weeks, before fetal viability. Catherine Colbert argued the 1992 Supreme Court case Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which she explains established the right to choose abortion up to viability.
Any restriction that is less than that places the question, is Roe versus Wade still the law of the land, before the court. It is my view that they are going to say no, and they are going to again permit states to ban abortion.
In a recent poll by the Washington Post and ABC, 60% of Americans said they believe the Roe v. Wade decisions should be upheld. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.